You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Ah, there you go. Don't even like his going to Atlantic City. No. Not even a little bit.
No, it's his song, though.
No, the band is definitely better. Is. Thank it you. Is. But, Dan, I have
horrible news they just revealed.
I have a worse thing to give you here that Bruce Springsteen is doing this. Governor Christie, this is Cut 25, Dan. I don't know if you've had that. It just came in. Governor Christie was on a sports show in New York. And Governor Christie went nuts calling the coach of the Detroit Lions classless for running up the score on the Dallas Cowboys. Here's the reaction of the Lions coach about Governor Christie. Cut 25.
One sec. It's just coming in now, and I see it. There it is. Thank you, Henry.
Do you have a problem personally of Campbell rubbing it in with, an eligible receiver situation in the second half when he's up by 4,000 points, which he did with his offensive lineman just to get back at the Cowboys from a year ago? Do you have a problem with that as a fan?
No, that's Dan Campbell. He's got no class. Never has. So,
oh, really?
It's fine. It's fine. Look, Dan Campbell, that's the way he is. And what goes around comes around, you know. There'll be a time when.
So
when
you were bothered. So you were turned. Bothered by it. Okay.
Well, I just think it was. Look, and I think that it's misdirected. You know, Dan Campbell's angry because the referees got a call wrong in the game a year ago. Well, then run that play on Roger Goodell. The Cowboys had nothing to do with the play.
I think that's correct. Enough for listeners, right there, Dan. So this guy, I wish I had a chance, Dan, and you were producing then. No, you would have tagged in. Then we'd had a when I had the Governor Christie interview that when it blew up after the Obama thing way back then. This guy is just obnoxious and insufferable. Every day he grows more so. He's right up there with any number of other Trump haters. But the Dallas Cowboys, how in the world does a guy growing up where he does here be such a nudge toward the Cowboys that he
sloppy Chris Christie?
Yeah, there you go. All right. So here is, and I thought it was Maria Shriver. Maria Shriver surfaces yesterday. I thought it was here in Malvern. It was in Michigan. Some person had showed up. They support Harris, something like that. They wanted to know if they could ask a question. Trump is taking on questions. I'm watching it right now from 100 Latino leaders in Miami, asking all kinds of things. Nothing's determined. They're just asking questions, and he's answering them. Here's how it sounded with Maria Shriver, though, trying to assure the people that showed up to be kind of human props about she was going to intuit their questions to ask Kamala Harris.
We have some questions from the audience that we will get to. I have a few questions. As I said, I went around to meet several of you, and I heard some questions that some of you had. But universally, many of you said the reason I'm here is to see bipartisanship. I want to see what it looks like so I can go home with information. So you're going to get that. Okay? So let's get going.
So sit back, be comfortable. You're not, unfortunately. We have some predetermined questions, and hopefully I'll be able to ask some of the questions that might be in your head. I hope so.
Maria Shriver service, the Kennedys, just another outfit that you just cannot get rid of. She is wretched. She should have never had a job anywhere. She's just a progeny of this whole Kennedy enterprise. Can you imagine predetermined, and you're going to see what bipartisanship looks like. Oh,
hopefully I'll
goodness.
Be able to ask some of the questions that might be in your head. I hope so.
All right. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. So we got a lot of great people coming on today. Some of them talking, one of them talking about Delaware County and voting irregularities, where suddenly the progressives out there in Delaware County put in a big number of these early voting spots at the last minute. Why did they do it? Because they put them in Democrat areas out there in Delaware County. They're determined to win, but they're not going to win. Sean Parnell will be here today to break down the numbers that are happening with Republicans taking to mail-in balloting, which I'm very happy about. Very happy that people are listening to that. I want to play you a little bit, though, and I give a lot of credit. Laura Trump is going to be on the show tomorrow. Laura Trump went on by herself on The Breakfast Club. Charlemagne the Great, the God. I don't know why I went the Great, because it was Charlemagne the Great at one point. He changed it to the God. There was a Charlemagne in history. Holy Roman Empire. And there were several.
Is he a God?
And he was treated like a god, yes. All-time great name. So she goes on there by herself, and they were civil, but I mean, this is not easy. Here's a question 19. She talked about the date with Eric Trump, which I thought was endearing. She kind of said in the first date with Eric Trump, I thought, Trump, do I really want to go out with a Trump? Even though it's Eric Trump, who's the mildest, we all think, of the Trumps, right? And she talked about they talked for 4 hours. They had drinks. They didn't order, but they left a big tip for the waitress. Here is Cut 19 talking about how in the world is Trump a threat to democracy and Chuck Schumer sits there and yucks it up with him. Here's Laura Trump.
He's in a quote-unquote politician.
Yeah. Well, he was friends with everybody. I mean, I think if you look back at Donald Trump's history, he last night we were at the Al Smith dinner and he was right there next to Chuck Schumer. And he said to Chuck Schumer, who's obviously a Democrat senator, he said, I gave Chuck his first check ever when he was running for like assemblyman or something. So, yeah,
why Chuck was laughing so hard. Remember we asked why Chuck was laughing so hard? Chuck was laughing, boy.
I don't be liking the optics of that. Only reason I say I don't like the optics of that is because when you hear people like Chuck Schumer say things like, Trump is a threat to democracy, but then you're sitting next to him yucking it up. Why would you be yucking it up with somebody who you consider a threat to democracy?
Well, you have to ask yourself that question, don't you? Maybe it's all scare tactics. Maybe it's a lot of fear-mongering, Charlemagne. What I can tell you is I know Donald Trump. I have known him for 16 years, and Chuck Schumer's known him a lot longer than I have. Mm-hmm. And I think he knows full well he's not a threat to democracy. And you don't even have to take my word for it. Look at what he did when he was in the White House.
All right, so Laura Trump going on Charlemagne show in New York. Now, that just shows you the effort, people going all out around this. And it's working. I mean, I'm looking at a survey today that I saw it this morning, and I went and pulled it. I just wanted to check. I didn't think it could be real. The survey is a Suffolk poll just out this morning, and they are lean a little bit liberal, maybe. If anything, or down the middle, they have Trump down nationally 45-44, which is excellent for the Republican. The national poll doesn't speak to too much at all. But here are the internals to this. They have it Harris with black voters, 72%, Trump 17%. And I know people hear that and they think, well, that's not good. Of course it's good. Of course, that is tremendous because of the fact that usually they may not get into double figures, the Republican. That's a big uptick, 17%. The shocker is with Latinos in the Suffolk poll, President Trump is beating Harris 49% of Latinos support Trump, 38% back Harris. I don't see how she wins if that figure is anywhere near accurate. And I am shocked, given the image portrayed of Trump, given the border rhetoric, given all that, how in the world is Trump ahead 49-38? There's only one group out there that should be ours that is not. You got to face it, and we have to whittle away with this somehow or another, and that is white women in places like suburban Philadelphia. Abortion, I don't like Trump's red ties, his style, he's offensive, my kids. Yep. If they were in the Republican camp, because on paper, any number of them are moderate Republicans, something like that, Trump would win, not a landslide, but it would be comfortable. But face it, they're not at this point. It's startling. How in the world is Trump leading with Latino voters? You know, to be close would be epic. But to be leading, that is very, very hard to believe. One other bit of good news, and we'll start to take your calls too. I am so glad, and we're trying to get more information on this. I wish we had it. Prosecutors now have charged a Philadelphia man with threatening to kill and skin a political party operative recruiting Election Day poll watchers. Now, I think this could be a guy threatening the poll watchers on the Republican side. The prosecutors say that John Courtney Powert threatened a state political party operative vowing to skin you alive. He was arrested Monday in Philadelphia. He was charged with vowing to kill and skin a campaign operative who was seeking volunteers to work as Election Day poll watchers. The Inquirer says that they don't know which party either won, either the guy or the party he was going after. But based upon his background here, I think this guy is a Democrat. Stage manager for theater productions here, most recently several shows by Philadelphia's Quintessence Theater Group. Has been a registered Democrat in Pennsylvania since at least 2022. So I'm not going to carp that they won't reveal which party and which party the guy who was threatened is. But I want to commend them. Finally, this is exactly what we should be doing. People making violent threats, that's not freedom of speech, skinning you alive and all that. Bring them in. Let's see under the law what happens. So we're going to follow this closely. Dan, you might want to text Linda Kern, see if she knows anything more about it. But it's all murky. They won't reveal which party was threatened. I think it sounds like Republicans who were recruiting poll watchers. And this guy threatened to skin them alive. And the feds actually brought him in and charged him. I would like to see hundreds of things done like this, thousands of them. We got to stop people on either side. It's not just one-sided. You don't get to make death threats. You make death threats, we're going to bring you in. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and you might be charged with something serious. You don't get to just blithely, I'm going to skin you alive. Threatening to kill him and skin him alive. So, again, I think this is a Democrat that was arrested, and I'm happy, not just that's unusual, but on either side. If we have Trump people doing this, bring them in. Got to put a stop to this. You don't get a free shot. You don't get to threaten people. We have laws against that. All right, coming up, RFK Jr. weighs in perfectly. Perfectly. We didn't hear what he tweeted. Boy, I'd love to talk with him about McDonald's, the McDonald's over in Trevose, and health. What he said about what's in that food, while not scolding people, he said something completely different. This guy's fascinating. I do hope he becomes the health and human services guy. It would be that might be the most revolutionary thing that would happen. I'll read you what he tweeted out on it. And the federal student loan forgiveness reaches 44,000 Pennsylvania teachers and other, quote, public service workers. Why are they getting their loans forgiven? These are people making more than the people forgiving their loans. Why do we continue to do this? Look, I taught for a number of years, still teach part-time occasionally. Do I think teachers are more noble than a small business person listening who's giving people a job? No. Many times, I wouldn't let some of them walk a dog. I don't think they're more noble than anybody. What's the most noble profession? You know, we might argue somebody who's a minister. Is it the military? Is it cops? Is it firefighters? Well, we'll get to all that. Side question, though. And I think this was Henry's mainly, with Dan chipping in. The portal is now open in Love Park, right, where you can non-verbally communicate with people in three other cities. So somehow or another out of that, I'm trying to remember the trail from yesterday. We came up with something you're something that would not, or person, someone or something that would not fly in Philadelphia. If you're trying to communicate about Philadelphia, this is never going to fly here. We know how Philadelphia is. So I'm taking off the board, sadly, a Republican mayor. Not going to happen. The millennium, I'm giving it another 100 years. I still don't think it's going to happen.
You should run for mayor, Don. We can make it happen.
Oh, man. Can you imagine that battle? You don't know what I would love to do. Can you see that debate?
Scott Pressler knocking on doors.
You know what? With Scott Pressler, Dan, and you quarterbacking it, oh, my God, what could go wrong?
Yeah, I'll do the press. He can do the campaign manager stuff.
And DJ, I'll give him a financial incentive for every voter.
It'll be like, what's his name over at Big Dom over at the Eagles. It'll be a security manager that actually does a lot more than just security.
And I'll send Roe out there. I won't campaign, but just send Roe out there with cookies.
But it'll work. Let's do it.
It'll work. Yeah, Maisie was the head of finances for this, too. Okay, Maisie.
Who's backing it is the big question.
Well, Elon Musk.
It's a lot of money to do something like
that. Elon Musk will tap
in. Oh, there it is. Yeah, we can get Elon.
All right, so I'm saying Republican mayor. Dan, let's start with you today. What's yours won't fly in Philadelphia?
We talked about this a little bit the other day, and I think it's true. A second sports team for the same sport will never fly in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I think the dedication is too dedicated to one individual team that if you dropped another baseball team in Philadelphia, it would be laughed out of town.
Imagine if you dropped another football team.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. They might come and just tear it down. We're not doing it. No.
That'd be awesome, though.
And how about something they've been trying to get to work for decades in Philadelphia? It won't stick. It won't stick, Dom. That being stop signs.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
I know.
Double-decker Schuylkill.
I know you thought I was going to double-decker Schuylkill, but stop signs. Philadelphia's will never fully embrace stop signs. Always do the Philly stop, the rolling stop, and never fully stop
at
a stop sign.
That's me with both feet and still
100%.
Roll. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with sports here. I'm going to go with big contracts and poor play. I mean, how many times over the years have we signed a free agent?
Right.
They've come in with all this hype and expectations. They hype themselves up. They hype the team up. And they get out there and they fall flat on their face. Or if you're Andrew Bynum, you don't play at all. So, that's just something it doesn't fly here, but it's going to continue to happen.
All right. 855-839.
I want one more, Dom, because I want your opinion on it.
Good.
Because I disagree with this one as an answer, but I think it could be said a stadium in downtown Philadelphia in Center City.
Yeah, that's not going to fly if I have anything to do with it.
I can piggyback off that. What about a Temple Stadium?
There you go.
Yeah.
Neither one of those are going to fly. Where are they going to put it?
We'll see.
All right.
North Broad.
It's 855-839-1210. You get in. Coming up, I want to tell you what's happening with that McDonald's. They're coming after them on public health. That's what the deep state does in city government or state government. Oh, you got some health violations here. Watch for that. And RFK's explanation of health and McDonald's, what he says is unhealthy about McDonald's that you will not believe, doesn't scold anybody. He doesn't say, look at me, I don't eat at McDonald's. So how do you watch out for health without scolding people? All right, 855-839-1210. Jump in here on Talk Radio 1210. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right, Dom G. or Danner Show. We're tracking this story and might have something for you a little bit later on about this guy who was arrested for threatening to skin alive, kill and skin alive somebody leading training for poll watchers. Thank God. I mean, this stuff is against the law. If we really want to do something, we ought to have highly trained people and more of them bring these people in that are making death threats. It's not a First Amendment right to do this. You want to put a stop to what's happening here? This is a start. Arrest more of these people. Arrest 100 of them, 1,000 of them. I don't care if it's 10,000 of them. You don't have a right to make death threats. How have we lost that? Or, well, you know, I don't know. How are we tracking these people? Well, they got one guy, allegedly. All right, now, RFK on the thing with McDonald's tweeted this. This guy's good. All the stuff going on with Trump and McDonald's over here in Trevose, right? He says, fast food is a part of American culture, but that doesn't mean it has to be unhealthy. Well, really, that would be unhealthful, but okay. I'll skip that.
It's unhealthy. Come on.
No, it's unhealthful.
No, is it really?
Yes. You're unhealthy, but the thing that makes you it is unhealthful. Doesn't help your health.
Harmful to health.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a word.
And we can make better choices. Do you know that McDonald's used to use beef tallow to make their fries from 1940 until phasing it out in favor of oilseed oils in 1990? The switch was made because saturated animal fats were thought to be unhealthy, but we have since discovered that seed oils are one of the driving causes of the obesity epidemic. Interestingly enough, this began to drastically rise around the same time fast food restaurants switched from beef tallow to seed oil in their fryers.
So good. Are you kidding me? They used to use beef tallow?
Beef tallow,
oh,
yes.
Man.
People also enjoy a burger with fries on a night out. They're not to blame, and Americans should have every right to eat at a restaurant without being unknowingly poisoned by heavily subsidized seed oils. It's time to make frying oil tallow again. MFOTA. Look what this guy does now. He doesn't scold anybody, but he gets in on the whole thing here with McDonald's. He doesn't tell them you can't eat McDonald's. He says once in a while, okay, yeah. And he then brings it back to the stuff that's put in that may be misguided. So why don't these companies use beef tallow? I think they were afraid of the federal government with it. He's making the argument, essentially, that if he's in charge, you'll be able to eat a French fry with beef tallow versus the seed oil.
I mean, the cholesterol is going to be crazy.
Yeah, but I think he's making the point here on obesity. And a little bit that I know, the seed oil is more dangerous than the other.
Yeah.
So what he's doing here is he's trying to show helping Americans in this whole complicated thing of nutrition while not scolding them, not yelling at them, you can't eat at McDonald's. Now, you know, how many days a week, how much fast food? You got to know if that's what you're going to do, there are going to be complications from that. He's not saying that, but I really like this kind of approach. That there are things put in foods for various reasons that seem to be. Now, I'm still a fan. I still think kids don't get enough exercise. They don't play enough. They're not running around enough. You can't blame beef tallow or seed oils for being a fat kid. He might differ on that. Come on, Dom. It's the seed oils that did it. So Dan is our resident expert on fast food. Dan, you like the beef tallow.
I just imagine it's going to taste fantastic. I don't know if I've ever had beef tallow, but could you imagine like frying fries and bacon grease? I'm assuming it kind of has a similar savoriness to it.
Yes.
Oh, are you kidding me? Go back to it, please. Or at least offer an option like super fatty beef tallow fries or something like that. Because I can't imagine it's healthy for you, but like you're saying, like I'm a guy that for the longest time was chewing tobacco, right? And I switched to vaping. And just because I made that switch doesn't mean that vaping's good for me, right?
Exactly.
So, like, these seed oils are probably worse for you than these beef tallow.
I got to say this. I like a nice French fry. But after watching the Fryer and Trump there and all that, I'm not eating French fries for a while. Oh, my God.
No?
That turned you off that much?
Really?
Well, how they're dousing it, the oil. Yeah, I mean, I know.
It's incredibly unhealthy. It's fantastic.
Right. I know what they're doing, but I don't have to see it. You know, I can make an exception, right?
You don't want to know how the hot dog is made.
That's exactly right. Or the fry. Yes, I'm not going.
Apparently, I'm wrong about beef tallow, and it is allegedly healthy. I have not done any research, so please do your own.
But I'm just amazed at what Kennedy comes up with that's different than anybody out there. This is from Elise Stefanik next here in a second. This from the National Review. This McDonald's report shows why people hate the political press. Now they're going after bringing the public health department in on this McDonald's. Because they say Trump didn't wear a hairnet. Trump also didn't wash his hands. Now, I doubt that. They don't know that, but they're trying to claim that. And some other thing he didn't do. And they claim this place has had public health violations before. Well, you know, public health codes and how they enforce them are many times political. Joey Vento got fined for wearing too much jewelry when cooking cheesesteaks. They came to get him. I showed me the fine thing. Excessive jewelry, cooking cheesesteaks. How much jewelry are you allowed to wear? So I'm hoping that this McDonald's will be okay because they're zoning in on him. They want to get even because of Trump. All right, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is coming up. She just released an open letter with colleagues calling on Columbia University to go after this anti-Jewish, anti-Israel group. But we're going to talk with her mainly about Trump and the closing argument. She's next here on Talk Radio 1210. Let me tell you about Captain Chucky's Halloween next week. Don't let mealtime or party planning frighten you. Call or just stop into your nearest Captain Chucky's. Pick up that fan favorite Smith Island Crab Cake Jumbo Lump. And then there's the mega colossal crab cakes, all delicious. Check out the variety of homemade soups as we get into colder weather. And perfect time for all the other offerings, desserts, sides, appetizers, they're all there. Football viewing, Captain Chucky's perfect for that. Several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes, desserts, soup, sides, appetizers, highest quality ingredients with Captain Chucky's. They're golf shrimp. That is the huge hit. It's the secondary star after the crab cake. It's always wild caught, never farm raised, and my favorite, those delicious Dom rolls. Got to stock up. You know, you should get 10, 20 of those a week at least. So visit Captain Chucky's today. There's a location near you. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Headed to the Jersey Shore, Captain Chucky's at theshore.com. All right, big issues, big guests. It's always a treat to bring in New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, particularly when she's here to talk President Trump, but also something that really she's shown. College campuses, anti-Semitism. There's a development there. Congresswoman, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you.
I saw this headline today, and I'm so glad it dropped on the day you were on the show, and I want to link it to the Harris campaign ultimately here. But kudos to you and your colleague, Joni Ernst, and others for calling upon the FBI to investigate this anti-Israel group at Columbia again for allegedly endorsing violence.
This is part of a trend that we have seen that the Biden and Kamala Harris administration have turned their backs on not only our Jewish community across the country, but specifically Jewish students. And you have foreign entities, foreign dollars flowing into our higher ed universities that are sowing this anti-Americanism, anti-Semitism. It needs to be rooted out from its core. So I was proud to work with Senator Joni Ernst on this. And this is why congressional oversight is so important, to make sure that our higher ed universities abide by their Title VI and civil rights requirements to protect Jewish students on campus, which they are not doing. And President Trump laid out very specifically in multiple speeches when it comes to combating and condemning anti-Semitism that he will hold these universities accountable on day one. And of course, we're working to ensure he has a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate to work with him on that.
Now, the connection to me, and again, I'm open to hear the Harris campaign come up with the rationale. She had hecklers, and nobody, I don't care if they're heckling for the Trump side or not, at two events. One was pro-life, that was the second, and the first one were these people that disrupt everything about alleged genocide in Gaza. She says with that group, The young man has a point there as they're being ushered out. The pro-life people, her statement was, you don't belong here. You belong at the smaller rally down the street, meaning the Trump rally. What do you make of it?
It's a disgrace, and how unbecoming, and she is unfit for holding the highest office in the land, that is President of the United States. When it comes to her agreeing with that pro-Hamas talking point accusing Israel falsely of genocide, and the fact that Kamala Harris agreed, it is absurd. It should concern every single American. Frankly, it's an un-American statement, because the reality is it's Iranian-backed Hamas and Hezbollah who are the terrorists who are committed to pursuing genocide against the Jewish people, against the state of Israel. And let's remember that just over 1 year ago on October 7th, we had the bloodiest day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust. So as Prime Minister Netanyahu said in his speech to Congress, which, by the way, Kamala Harris as vice president skipped when you're required to go as vice president, he correctly pointed out that it is the terrorists that are advocating for genocide, not just advocating, but that are killing Jewish people, Israelis, because it is the terrorists who are calling for genocide. Israel is defending its right to exist. Israel has every right to its self-defense. And at every opportunity, Kamala Harris has turned her back on them.
Yeah, and I think you and I know that you can only carry your true hiding your true self for so long. In a moment like that, spontaneously, that's what she comes up with. Wanted to talk about something we don't hear a lot about, but you're on this. I follow your Twitter, etc. Due to the lack of border protection, we're seeing incursions now in New York and other places, the northern border with Canada.
Absolutely. And when we talk about the border crisis, it's both the southern and northern borders. And I represent the Swanton sector, which is one of the hottest spots in terms of the skyrocketing of illegals crossing. I represent 150 miles approximately of our northern border. And we have had more illegal crossings in 2024 than the previous 17 years combined, including individuals on the terrorist watch list. There is not a 50%, a 50 times increase in the illegals that have crossed on Kamala Harris's watch. Compared to the Trump administration. So it has been a catastrophe. And the challenge we've had is the Border Patrol officers have been transferred initially to the southern border. I raised the alarm about that we need our personnel on the northern border. But again, this is just a testament and a result to Kamala Harris as a failed open border czar that has led to this crisis. So every district is a border district. Every state is a border state. And on day one, President Trump will issue executive actions to secure the border.
We're talking with Congresswoman Liz. That's my next question here. I must say Liz Cheney because I wanted to ask you about it. Elise Stefanik.
Nope, that's not who you're talking about.
I know. No, that's exactly right. I caught myself. I've had her on the show back in the day. This is years ago, over the years, and the dad. And my theory is that the biggest Trump legacy is we're not going to get involved in these unending wars, but you served in leadership. She was in leadership around this. She also signed the amicus brief on the Dobbs case. She signed on the pro-life side, yet she's out there with Harris, who is one of the most progressive on this. What's your thought on what is it with the Cheneys that we're seeing play out?
Look, she felt entitled to these positions because of her last name, and I think she has shred that family's reputation because she has put her personal issues, her personal vendettas against President Trump. And it's not just her hatred against President Trump. It means she really dislikes the American people and doesn't believe that the American people determine who their elected officials should be. That's why they ultimately sent her packing in the state of Wyoming. But look, she said previously that Kamala Harris is a tax-hiking, gun-banning, anti-Constitution, and that's the fact. So that is correct. And now look at the fact that she is campaigning with her. She is no longer a Republican. She said that herself. And I think the American people are smart. They see through this. And President Trump is running a great campaign. He is gaining support among all Americans from all walks of life, all different backgrounds, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, African Americans, men, women, first generation Americans. This is the America First movement is exactly that, America First. And that's why it's resonating. So Kamala Harris is running a losing campaign, bringing out these surrogates who are not gaining her any votes. And it's just the joy is gone in the Kamala Harris campaign. Remember that when she said she was going to campaign on joy?
Yes.
It is not joyful when they are looking at these poll numbers. And we cannot take it for granted, though. We cannot be complacent. And in states like Pennsylvania in particular, this is going to be determined in the state of Pennsylvania. So everyone needs to get out and vote. That includes early voting. We need to make sure everyone turns out to vote. So bring your friends, neighbors. You've been able to vote early since September in the state of Pennsylvania, so please continue to make sure that we get out and vote.
Parting question for you, too, and it's of the essence of a closing argument. Is the best closing argument for Trump, going back to it again, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? That still, to me, is legendary, and I think it always works.
I agree. That is the closing argument. Look at how strong the economy was. Look at the secure border. Look at the peace we had around the world, the strongest military because President Trump rebuilt the military compared to where we are today. The worst economy in our lifetime, the highest rate of inflation, the wide open border, and look at the catastrophes around the world. This is a clear choice this election cycle. Voters are smart. They see through it, but they need to turn out to vote to save this country and elect President Trump. They also need to flip the Senate and elect Dave McCormick, who is a longtime old friend of mine who is running a great race to defeat Bob Casey, and I think he does it. And then we have key congressional races in Pennsylvania. So all of the votes are going to matter. Vote Republican up and down the ballot to save the country.
Congresswoman, thank you very much. Thanks. Come back again, please.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Elise Stefanik here. That sort of was my next question written down about Liz Cheney. It was on my mind. Sorry about that. That's the Trump legacy, this unending, stopping these unending wars. That will be one of the biggest things he's turned around for the Republican Party. You know, speaking of the Senate, again, it's not just Casey Jr. It's Slotkin, who's running in Michigan, Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin. They're all running ads connecting to Trump on tariffs and things related to that. They're trying to tie themselves to Trump. I think Dave McCormick has more than a reasonable chance. I think they're neck and neck. And Casey's never had to face anything like this. So touting Trump and touting tariffs, yeah, we're with Trump on that. You don't see that. Pennsylvania is going to go our way if we keep up what Elise Stefanik just said, and that's mail-in balloting. We're going to talk with Sean Parnell. He's in charge of it in Pennsylvania for the Trump campaign. He's here at 1:30. How is that going? All right, let's go to the great Joe of Exton. Boy, this is like an early curtain call today.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah, he's got some big engagement coming up, maybe flying over to Florence for a pizza or something. Let's go to Joe on the side question, something that would not fly in Philadelphia. Joe, welcome in.
Yeah, I'm... the early bird gets the worm.
It's true, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, Philadelphia would never think of disbanding or abandoning the folk festival called Mummer's Parade.
I don't know, Joe.
Oh, I'm with him on this one.
You think so? Totally. Dom, do you think we're to the point now where we're close to losing the Mummer's Parade, though?
No, still not yet. But, Joe, with all deference, I'm in Dan's camp here. 20 years ago, if I were critical of the Mummer's Parade, they would have, you know, strung me up. But now, people are in agreement. But I still don't think they'll get rid of it. Too much tourism, Dan, attached to it.
Yeah. Kind of.
Not that people come that day, but it's the face of it type of stuff.
It's really lost its popularity, which is so sad to see, though. It's not what it once was, and it's got to get back to that level.
Thank you, Joe. That is a
good one. Such a great tradition.
Yeah. Well, I just think you have a whole year, Dan. Can't we come up with something other than the Macarena every year?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's just repetitive beyond belief.
Are you volunteering yourself as a choreographer?
No. My God. I'm more echoing your point here. All right, that's a good one by Joe. So we're looking for something that will not fly, won't work. Someone or something here in Philadelphia coming off this portal. If you've been by the portal, what are people doing? You know, right away in New York, we know what they were doing since it's nonverbal. Yeah. God knows if there were a verbal component to it.
Newman Price said it's pretty active over there. He actually stopped by. Yeah, took a picture and sent it over at Dom Show 1210.
The Earl of Tacconi says that McDonald's was sued for claiming that their French fries were vegetarian or vegan. That's why they got rid of the beef tower. So what I would do is this. Let them claim.
What else have vegans ruined?
Yeah, let them claim they're vegan or at least vegetarian. You know me. If I like it, I'd work it in there. Let them claim that and let them go back to the beef tallow. I got to tell you, RFK Jr. is off the charts in some ways, but he's clever, too, at the same time. He's a weird combination. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls next here, and the portal gives us our side question today. Hey, for years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements after making their omega-3s part of my daily routine. From supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact our bodies in so many ways. Listen to this recent comment from Carol. She says that triglycerides are at an all-time low, but these increase my well-being. Joint pains and muscle aches have decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals, and now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the 7 Rescue Omega-3 choices. To get this special radio offer, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or just use that code online, res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use that code OMEGA50, O-M-E-G-A-50, to buy one and get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free. All right, time to your Dano Show side question because of this portal here. Hit us with something that will not fly in Philadelphia. Joe says getting rid of the mummers. Okay. Or someone that you just don't think this is going to change in Philadelphia. I'll take another one off the board. I took off a Republican mayor. How about covering up Columbus? Will that ever happen again? I don't know. There's a lot of hatred out there, but I don't think it will.
Yeah, I don't think South Philly would let it happen again.
And Jim Kenney remembered fondly by anybody at any time in any way.
There's got to be someone out there that... I don't know.
Hoping, Dan. I have to say, even if we got the people we're working on nationally, professionally, that would be big. But if Jim Kenney, to help push Kamala Harris over the line, would come on the show... That would be bigger.
I'm here with George Paquetto, and he just received a ruling from Judge Paula Patrick that the box is coming off.
There you go. And Dan, that was one of your greatest. I never in a million years. You have George Paquetto running in with pieces of
the box. You know, I really wanted to see if there were any pieces of the box left because I wanted them as mementos.
There you go. I have that proudly in the Dom Dome. Robert and Ben Salem, this is a trend. All the heavy hitters calling in early today. They're getting worried. They don't want to be at the end. Hey, Robert, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. The early bird might get the worm, but it's the second rat that gets the cheese, Dom.
A shot fired at Joe?
Yes.
Well, not a shot at Joe, just playing on what he said. I love Joe. But Charlemagne actually was the king of the Franks 300 years after the Roman Empire, but he was named protector of the papacy by Pope Leo III, so there are ties there.
Okay,
but he was an amazing figure, Charlemagne. He did some amazing things. But my answer to the side question, and Henry helped me flesh it out a little bit. Any honor pay system where, like, you go and pick up firewood and you leave the $10.
Yes.
I don't think that would fly in Philadelphia. And like I said to Henry, that's kind of a shame because there's a lot of people in Philadelphia that would go by the honor system, but there's enough that wouldn't, so that it wouldn't be a feasible thing to do in Philadelphia.
I'm going to expand a little further here and bring it a little to the time, the Halloween, when you have the little pot that's out there that says with the thing, just take one, like based on the honor.
Yeah,
that's never going to work in Philadelphia.
And they have an empty bowl by 7:30, I know.
Well put. Thank you, Robert. That is a really good one. Two really good ones right out of the box. Kevin in Bucks County on the McDonald. People, I'm getting more stuff on the beef tallow here.
I do this, too.
Yeah. I'm telling you, RFK Jr., That's his genius. He beautifully put it. He's not saying don't go to McDonald's, but he's talking about what's in it now versus what used to be in it. And I don't think beef tallow is the greatest thing in the world, but the seed oils are worse. You're not getting that anywhere else. Either you get somebody scolding people and say, never go to McDonald's, or you have people ignoring why they came to this decision. Let's go to Kevin in Bucks. Hey, Kevin. Afternoon.
Hello. Hello, guys. How are you?
Good.
So, I mean, well, first of all, Five Guys does peanut oil, so you got to watch out for, you know, that's great stuff, but allergies. What we do is, as immigrants, well, my parents, we'll render bacon. So we'll cook the bacon, and you render the fat, and you keep the lard. You still run it through a sieve, and you just use just a little spoonful instead of butter. You know, you're not going to fry stuff in it, but you will fry, not deep fry. You know, cook your eggs.
There's nothing better than fried egg and bacon grease.
Oh my God!
Yeah, my dad does it every third day. A spoonful. We're not talking a tablespoonful, right? Just a teaspoon.
Oh, we're not talking a tablespoonful.
No. Yeah,
I'm plastering the bottom of my pan with some bacon.
You're plastering. Yeah, you're gonna have a coronary. Look, my dad has like. He used to, when he was younger, would have a dozen eggs for dinner, and his cholesterol is like lower than normal.
Oh.
Because again, it's omega-3, right? It was a good cholesterol.
Thank you, for that.
I got a new website, conformitysucks.com.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much. Good tip there. I'm out since I hear the bacon grease and all that. My God.
A better way of omega-3s rescue supplements.
We got to get RFK Jr. on, too. Coming up, we're going to talk with one of the commissioners that has some sanity out there in Delaware County, Mr. Commissioner McBlain. He's been on the show before. He's quitting now in protest. I'm going to try to convince him, don't quit. I need you to stay there. Because the Democrat progressives out there have suddenly, in the last weeks of the campaign, said, let's put in another bunch of new election offices. Let's just dump. Oh, and where are we going to dump them? I'll give you the towns coming up with him. They're all Democrat strongholds. This is what they're up to. Also, we have an update. Linda Kearns will be here at 2 o'clock on a big, very, very serious issue around all this stuff. And your calls throughout at 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app